Hey, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode, I have a couple of really good issues I think you might love to hear. I'm going to start off by telling you there is a good podcast I'm going to recommend, Jocko Willink podcast. It's on Spotify. I'm on Spotify too. You can check me on Spotify if you like. Hopefully you enjoy my podcast. I want my podcast to be motivational, inspirational, and really, you know, making sure you look after yourself. You know, there's not enough people that teach you how to properly love and care for yourself. You know, I'm always a big advocate for, you know, be who you are type of thing, and you know, don't hold back on who you are. But at the same time, I think it's important and it's vital for your happiness to be yourself, but also find yourself. And what I mean by find yourself is find what makes you happy, what keeps you motivated. Also, you know, but be careful too. See, some people have a very realistic approach to life, and they can plan their life, and they love to travel, and they're planning and, you know, becoming famous, and they're not living their life to a certain level of maybe success, or, you know, they're living their life to their own personal satisfaction, their own personal formula to be able to create for themselves. So being great at life and thinking someone else has a great life and you want a good life like someone else, it's okay to emulate and try to do what they're doing, to learn from them to make that life happen. I'll tell you something else also really great. Those who are great at building their lives, you know, that's important. You know, people with experience get paid a lot, but at the same time, building your life so you can take some risks and get experience from the risks is so valuable. And it's so valuable right now because so many entrepreneurs don't know how to do it. So many entrepreneurs don't know what they're doing. So many entrepreneurs don't invest money in a market. They start a business, or they want to sell brand and make a brand deal. And, you know, it doesn't always work out. You know, the smartest way to make money has been probably long-term. Well, look where the market is. You know, investments, real estate, the three richest companies are Google, Amazon, and Apple, right? Tech companies, futures of tech. I'm always talking about tech. Invest in more tech. Learn tech. Figure out every good tech on the market. Let me tell you. And people are rushing to the tech. People will pay millions of dollars and watch. People are watching millions of videos on YouTube about people posting on tech, you know. Entertainment industry is so big. I think the entertainment industry is ridiculous. I don't got time for people who, you know, want to bring up Fortnite or bring up you know, streamers. Like, you don't have time for that, you know. People who are not developing skills that are useful in real world skills. See me, I never really had a father who was a hands-on type of guy. My father was always kind of a, you know, just a regular guy who paid other people to fix his vehicle, so to speak. And so I never really had the opportunity to become so involved in hands-on things And I think that's important for young women and men, you know, learn how to fix a car, you know, learn how to drive really well, learn how to be responsible. Knowledge is power. The thing is, a lot of us go to school and what happens is we don't know what to do after high school. I think most people don't have a plan for college, and most people end up, you know, working a 9-to-5 somewhere, and sometimes that 9-to-5 is the next 10, 20 years until they're 40. Maybe they retire if they're lucky, you know? So I tell you this, you know, I know a lot of people who didn't go to college, who just spent their time in a realistic way to make money, but not as much money as they could be making, right? You know, I'll tell you, people value responsibility, people value integrity, and people value knowledge, okay? When you can be the most intelligent person in the room, man or woman, that's inspiring. You know, when you're the most intelligent person, people do want to listen, you know? As much as, sure, some people don't like a know-it-all, okay? I'll tell you, I don't think anyone, A, knows it all. No one knows it all. B, so many people kind of stick to one thing and they know what they're good at. So it's their comfortableness into something that they've done for so many years, you know? You know, I find it important to be someone who can justify how they create their financial future through important financial decisions and important financial moves to stabilize oneself. So to become financially stable, you know, look what tons of CEOs do, or market venture capitalists, and you know, there's people like even Anthony Robbins is really smart into that. You know, people are going on to newer, bigger, better things, and you just got to go do it. You know, it's not even that hard. The thing is, just most people live paycheck to paycheck, and most people can't get off the ground financially because, they're living in poverty, unfortunately. You know, even the middle class is probably most in debt. It's something like, it's a crazy amount of people that have credit card debt and have, you know, oh, well, sometimes debt's good. Yeah, not credit card debt in an overly spent way. Like, you want to have thousands in the bank. If you can save thousands, then you can show the bank you have money to buy a house. You know, it's important to be making decisions for the future and finding things to invest your time in wisely and invest your time in intelligently. Let me tell you, you know, knowing real estate is amazing. You know, just get started. I'll tell you, a lot of people are happy-go-lucky, you know, whether you think so or not. Okay, a lot of people are happy-go-lucky because no one's making the best decisions ever. Okay, we're only human. Okay, humans make a lot of imperfect decisions. Listen, only robots and are better than humans, and robots take humans' jobs all the time. And that's another thing I've been talking about. The human jobs are going to be on the decline in the next 20 years, and robots are just moving in. Robots will do it faster, and robots could work all night. You know, be a great mind like Elon Musk. He's self-taught aerospace engineer. You know, see, some people, they don't understand that being self-taught is important, and also the knowledge out there to be self-taught from is incredible. There's more. You could get a better education on your phone just browsing the internet more than likely you would reading old textbooks from a college or university and old stuff, you know. Like, you want to know as much as you possibly can. It's either going to be right or it's going to be wrong. But if you know, you expand your knowledge, you know. And let me tell you, you know, practice is practice, 100%. Like, I'm not saying don't. So let's say, for example, you're a nurse and you work in the healthcare industry. And let's say you're a healthcare provider. Okay. So you provide healthcare for someone. Okay. So do not intervene and do things your own way. You know, medical practice is medical practice. It's a serious thing. So don't give patients something that shouldn't be prescribed. Now, understand this philosophy. At the same time, do I agree with all the medications that are being prescribed? No. Do I think all the medications that are currently being prescribed are the best handled quality and are giving patients the best results? No. But the point is, the principle of the matter is, don't do something that's going to cost you a job. Don't put your practice into your own hands, so to speak. That, you know, don't give people medication you can't guarantee. You know, that's a serious thing. And a lot of people, I'll tell you this. So I think my honest opinion is the medical industry in the United States, the medical industry in Canada, it's all corrupt. All making money for the government. Pharmaceutical companies are making billions selling drugs to people. And people just need to take care of their health better and start understanding that our bodies are vitamins and minerals, hormones, bacteria. We're actually more bacteria than we are cells, you know. So we're a bunch of bacteria, and obviously healthy organisms, right? We're one big organism, but other organisms help feed us. And at the same time, provide bacteria to grow healthy cells and immune system. You know, and a lot of people, we don't talk enough about the human immune system. You know, you need tons of vitamins and minerals like zinc. You know, take a multivitamin. I think some multivitamins are good. I think not all multivitamins are good. Okay. I'm not like saying, okay, go take every multivitamin you can. No. What I'm saying is, you know, find a multivitamin for you. I'm a big believer in proper sleep, you know. How do you stay happy? Well, you stay happy through eliminating negativity in your life, proper sleep, and then, you know, having goals and completing goals. And at the same time, you know, I think a lot of people secretly suffer at their job. They blame it on their boss. They have a bad attitude all the time because they're unhappy how their job is formed, right? If you work at a job and you're bringing a negative attitude, that's not a good thing, you know? Bring a positive attitude to a job. I can't stand when you bring a negative attitude to a job. Here's another thing I also love, okay? I can't stand negative attitude. I love a positive attitude. Here's another thing I love, okay? I love the fact that we as society, okay. We are intelligent enough to make better decisions. Also, I think we're better at finding out how to make better decisions. If the same old, it's not working for you, then change it up. And that can apply to your job, and that can apply to also when you, for example, okay, let's say you come to a workplace and you're undervalued. Leave, go find value. Listen, the workplace market is the biggest it's ever been, and it's only getting better. Apps like LinkedIn, you know, in Canada, I search in indeed.ca. You know, there's jobs. You can work on Amazon. You can work with Amazon. You can work from home. You can do school from home. You know, and some people should, really. You know, knowledge. You know, it's one thing to go and brag and say you're the smartest person, but it's another thing when you impress people with your knowledge. And not enough people prove how smart they are. You know, I'll tell you. Go and be someone who values himself and has intelligent things to offer a workplace. That's going to get you a raise. That's going to get you probably a promotion. You know, be involved more with management. Be involved more with where things are going on. You know, if you want a management position, be involved in it. You know, at the same time, if you have bad managers, like I worked at a place for years, management was terrible. You know, they were the bare minimum. Like, let me tell you, like customer service experience for them was basically void. They were basically just people who were not taking care of themselves at a job. So it's important that, you know, it's important you take care of yourself at the same time. It's important that you look to self-improvement. You know, self-improvement's good. You know, I understand there's people who work hard every day. They don't have too much time to be able to go out and make tremendous change in self-improvement. And yeah, okay, I understand. At the same time, you know, go do small things, help yourself feel better. At least, you know, some people, they need a haircut, you know, stop eating so much junk food, you know, drink more water, right? At the same time, you know, becoming more appreciated at work is also, you know, it's going to speak for itself. If you're someone who nags and doesn't want to do something, or if you're someone, you know, like I knew people who just stop caring about the flow of the work, you know, and they had poor results because they would not put themselves in a situation thinking that, you know, okay, based on my experience, I need to put in this much work to get this much done in a nighttime or a daytime, right? I've worked nights, I've worked days, you know, so it's important that you know, okay, I've had brilliant employers who knew pretty much, you know, a lot of the jobs, like how much work's probably going to be get done in a day. You know, sure, some jobs you want to work as fast as you can. At the same time, you know, be positive, don't burn yourself out, have a positive crew, have a bunch of positive people. I can't stand being around negativity, man. I can't stand people who are toxic, who just are negative, love to just, you know, waste their time. I'm a very Like I don't drink, I don't smoke. I'm against smokers, I'm against drinkers. You know, I'm not that type of person. I just don't feel that stuff is a benefit, you know. So you got to be careful, you know. Some people they don't have what I want to call sight to increase their productivity because they've just stopped caring so much, right? So there's some people who, because they don't care, their productivity just went down, right? And it's okay to have maybe a bad day at work, you know. Not every day is going to be good, but you know, at least try to put in your effort. And let me tell you, you know, some people, a manager might have talked to you and said, okay, listen, I've noticed you've been slipping this last week, you know, would you mind picking it up? You know, and you just say, okay, sure, you know. You know, these are things that people should find value in and should understand. Okay, you know, so I need to become, you know, I want to teach you. You want to become someone who's resting themselves physically and all relaxing too, and also prepared for what the workload is going to be each and every day. See, some jobs are different depending on what you do. Some jobs might be really slack. Some jobs might have a lot more work. A desk job's just pretty relaxed. You know, if you push paper, if you, you know, I think the economy's interesting. I think there's a lot of underpaid people in the construction industry. I think trades are highly paid, actually. Trades are highly paid. Construction industries doesn't get enough money. I do think at least minimum wage could use a boost, at least in Canada. Even in, if you live in a high taxed province or a high tax state, let's say some states have more taxes than others, right? You know, I think California was the highest tax state. You know, watch your taxes. You know, that's something to look at too financially. You know, are you spending more money than you should? You know, see, that's an important question. You know, is there more ability for you to have success so you can increase your productivity? You know, like I'll tell you, you got to be a realist. And a realist will look 5 years down the road and see where they're at, how much they can make in a year, you know. Find out how much you make in a year. Some jobs are going to make more. So, you know, sometimes you got to switch if you want to upgrade that house and have a bigger room. At the same time, you know, you can flip stuff. I did a podcast already on that. Okay. So, yeah, I'm gonna end the job section of today's podcast with this note. Okay, if you love your job, it's okay to stay. Hopefully you make more. Hopefully, be an advocate for what your job market is. So let's say, you know, you sell stuff, you sell clothing in a mall, you know. Okay, get online, start selling your clothing on the internet. You know, sell, get attention. Attention is so valuable. Attention is going to sell things. Like, people don't understand attention is so valuable, because people will see something and be like, oh, you know what? I want to get it. Everyone knows what, you know, a Yeezy is, right? you know, or people, a Nike, an Adidas, right? People free advertise because it's everywhere, you know? Oh, yeah. You wear Nikes? I wear Nikes, you know? Oh, yeah, you know, you got Adidas? I got Adidas, right? It's also, branding is important. And what's important is to remember how vital your position has become to increase your motivation and increase your quality of your life, you know. The quality of your life is also dependent upon your goals, and it's so correlated. You know, I'm not Anthony Robbins by all means, but I'll tell you, your goals and your mindset are super important to be putting together. You know, if your goals don't match up with what you think you visualize in the future to make you happy, change your goals. It's just that simple, okay? You know, you want to be able to focus on your achievement, see the desired outcome. Not enough people focus on outcomes. Everyone's focusing on short-term success. No, focus on your outcome. Some people can achieve success quicker than others because they have incredible minds and they focus and they don't get distracted. And, you know, support system, you know, I've said it before, I've said it again. You know, get good family and friends behind you, you know. Get people that you like to be around too, you know. I said at the beginning of my podcast, 2018, I said, you know, find people you get along with, you know. That's highly important. You know, if you can't get along with some people, then, you know, that's just not valuable, right? You know, you want to be able to get along with people so you can have a great ability to work better for yourself and become more than you ever imagined yourself being, right? A lot of people, like I knew I surprised myself. When I first started working, I was working, well, I would surprise myself how long I could be working for, and I surprised myself what I was doing for work and how successful I became at work. And then I started to notice, oh, okay, I'm also, you know, a type of person, maybe I like freedom at my work. So I want to find that, right? You want to find stuff that, you know, you can do. See, some people, they like numbers, you know, they want to be an accountant, or, you know, like upgrade from a cashier to an accountant, you know, take the schooling to something that's practical and useful. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to insult any of my friends listening, but, you know, if you're taking nuclear biology, awesome, but just make sure, you know, make sure there's a job that you can go to after it's done. I know people who took forensic science and neither of them got jobs, so they just wasted 4 years of university. So, know better, be smarter, work harder, work more valuable, okay? Not enough people work with value, okay? This means, okay, how are you becoming more valuable where you work and more valuable to people around you? See, that's what's important, is People want to know the value you have. That's the ultimate alpha right there. You want to be an alpha? Let me tell you, be an alpha. Who's got the most value? You know, the entertainment industry, great. Doesn't mean there's a ton of intelligent people in the entertainment industry, right? The entertainment industry is the entertainment industry. You know, become a designer. What gets paid more? You know, actors get paid a ton. See, some people do get paid a ton, but they get paid upon the fact that, you know, there's stuff they don't know that they could know that would make them even smarter. See, I know people who, you know, even a WWE superstar, he would read health, self-help books and self-help books, you know. You know, the self-help books are amazing. I think some people, you know, there's some good big names out there that have been across Instagram. And, you know, if you find it, you know, find some books that made a number one bestseller. I tell you, yeah, they're good to read. You know, reading is underrated. Remember, you know, go back, listen to some of my old podcasts. I'll tell you, my old podcasts are great. Time is limited in life. Most of us have about 70 to 80 years on planet Earth if you live in North America. And that's generous. Some of us die too young, and that's really unfortunate. You know, that's why I say, you know, don't do drugs. Even alcohol. There's a legal limit. Alcohol is dangerous. You can die from too much, right? I mentioned that before. Just remember, you know, you want to stay youthful, you want to stay healthy, take care of your body. Another thing, when you're at your bravest point, you can have a lot of success because you can believe that you can overcome anything. And that's the number one most important factor I think people need to apply to their lives. Overcoming everything. Overcoming adversity. Overcoming social shame. Overcoming, you know, maybe diabetes. Or overcoming even cancer. You know, overcome. Be an overcomer. Be. You can't be stopped. You will not be stopped. You shall never be stopped. You will keep on going. You will succeed. And you will be the best. Damn it. Okay? Like, this is incredible stuff here. I'm telling you, you know, you want to be the best you can be. Let nothing be an obstacle. Let no one stand in your way. You show up. You take over. You show everyone you're there to stay and you mean business. You know? Put in the work. Too many people are comfortable being lazy. And that's a lot of Americans, sad to say. You know, and I know people who literally work literally twice as hard as others and they get paid less, you know. So that's something to consider, right? Some people love a job where they can be physical, some don't. I'll tell you this though. You're not always going to have the ability to process process intelligent decisions if you're not putting yourself in a place where you can turn more of your old decisions into new decisions. I watched a little cool video today. Guy, Ed Milet, and he was talking about how, you know, you got to move forward, be better, become more. You know, a lot of people, we don't become more. We don't transition and change ourselves into something else. You know, we're just sticking with the same old, and, you know, if you don't understand, you know, make a lifestyle change. You know, let's say, for example, like I'll tell you, in some lifestyle changes, you know, some people like, they're a surfer and they love the surfer life and they hardly have any money and they feel free on the waves and they're surfing. Well, I'll tell you, surfer dude, you're probably not going to get a good girlfriend when you're 40 and you're still surfing waves. You probably wish you'd went to school and studied and were running a business. You know, girls want men who can run a business. Okay? Another thing, you know, how do you see yourself achieving more? You know, I just want you to think, right? I'm not fixing your problems. I'm teaching you, right? I'm teaching you something. How do you see yourself doing more, going further, becoming better, right? It's making more aggressive, calculated decisions. See, a lot of people have a lot of knowledge. They are smart. They just don't bother to go do it. And, you know, truth is life's short. And with 16 hours to do in a day, you got 24 hours in a day, but you're sleeping 8. Most people sleep like 8, maybe 6, maybe 7, 6, maybe 5 hours, you can get away with it. You know, and so because of people tending to be more, I want to say, one-sided in their ideas for the future, you know, you need to expand and find, you know, a realistic ground. You know, like for me, I do believe, you know, owning real estate, maybe investing in real estate, something I really want to do. I want to do a lot of things, really. Do lots of traveling. You know, anyways, hope you enjoy the podcast. Share it with your friends, your family, anyone you think you might like to hear it. Thank you for listening, as always. Much love to the podcast listeners. Take care, be well, watch your health, and most of all, love others you're with. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my podcast. Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day. I want you to remind yourself, you know, what are the great things that you have every day to appreciate? You know, do you have great friends, great family, a great job? You got a great feeling that you just love to appreciate, you know? Think of the good things in life, you know, that's how you get by easier. I'll tell you this too, 100%. It's good and it's important to have human connection. But more importantly so, I want everyone to know what they appreciate about everyone, okay? At the same time, I want every single one of you to do stuff for yourself. You know, this is what my podcast is really for, okay? I want to teach people and I want to tell people, you know, don't worry about what your neighbors are doing. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing, you know? Focus on what you want to do. Focus on what you got to do. And here's the thing.
Okay. Most important thing I'm going to tell you this entire podcast is right here. You only got one person to work on in life, and that's you. Okay? How are you working on yourself? What are the stuff that you're doing to improve yourself? Life's about self-improvement, you know? If you don't self-improve, you will only live for yourself in the past, you know? It's important that you improve on yourself, and it's important that you do more for yourself, you know? A lot of people, they do not work on themselves because they spend too much time doing other things. They neglect their own needs, or they neglect to improve on themselves and do stuff for themselves, you know? So, I want you to know, okay? What are you doing for yourself that's good? Okay? Maybe you're changing your diet, you know? Maybe it's as simple as getting a haircut, you know? Maybe it's as simple as reading a new book, you know? It's as simple as starting a business. It's as simple as going to school. Make the decisions in life. Because life, as we know it, is formulated, you know? In North America, life's formulated easier than a lot of other countries in the world. North America has it easy because in North America, things are formulated. You can go to school, have a job, you know? Sure. There's kinks in the system. You know, people will go to school, have a job, lose kinks, happen, and, you know, sometimes there's not enough jobs. Sometimes you lose a job, right? You gotta go right back at it and start trying, you know? It's important to be someone who can try harder and do better for themselves, you know? I'll tell you this. Lately, I have been eating healthier, drinking more water, getting more rest for myself. Get rest for yourself. Get water for yourself. Get good food for yourself. You know, spend good time. Spend time happy, because life is too happy to spend time miserable with others. Okay? People don't understand. Life's not happy, and life is not good if you're spending it alone and you're spending it miserable. You know, I'll tell you, it's important to spend life on your own terms too. And really, okay, this means live for yourself, because a lot of people don't live for themselves. They put too much time in the job, you know? There's too much sacrifices you make. And you know what? You can't make too many sacrifices, you know? And here's the truth, okay? You know, you want to be able to be interesting, and you want to be able to be focused on your own goals. But what I mean by interesting is also be someone who takes an effort into enjoying life and also succeeding in life, you know? If you're the type of person that wants to work 40 to 60 to 80 hour work weeks, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine if you want to work 60, 8-hour work weeks above the normal average of full-time work weeks, but I'll tell you, it's important to be able to function for your own needs and function better for yourself. You know, it's important to be doing things for yourself that are constructive and not destructive. You know, sometimes even having a good time can be destructive, you know, and I learned that lesson, and you know, I don't want to repeat that lesson. You know, sometimes too much of a good time can be destructive. Like Kurt Cobain, you know, people die of just partying and drugs all the time. You know, some people almost died, or they do die. A lot of famous rock stars, or you know, a lot of people who can't function in a balanced way, you know. It's important to find balance, and I think everyone is in need of growing and seek growth, you know. Those who don't seek growth will fall to the side, because growth will increase your own needs, or at the same time, it'll increase your own benefits in life, and that's what's important. You know, a lot of people think they benefit themselves by seeking more pleasure, but it's not always about pleasure. You know, there's many forms of ways to feel good. There is. And, you know, being a good person is a good thing to feel good about. You gotta be careful what you feel good about. If you think you should feel good about being bad, being criminal, let your mindset's wrong. You know, the Bible teaches you it's important to be good. And the Bible teaches you people will come together just to be good, because the psychological feeling of being good is important, because you have to train your brain, you know, to have a good attitude and feel good about normal everyday stuff. Too many people, even including myself, I didn't always appreciate normal everyday stuff, so I would do stuff that was a little bit different, and it's important to do things that are healthy in habits. Okay, anyways, it was good talking to you all. Hope everyone has a great day. Peace out. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode of the podcast, I want to give you some good, quick, practical advice that anyone can use. If you're rich, if you're poor, if you're middle class, even if you're young, if you're old, it's good advice, you know? Most people live a life of routine, and they live a practical life. And routine is part of being practical, right? You go to the same job, same school, maybe the same place to train, or whatever have you. You know, people need a budget. You know, I'll say
maybe in America, you know, wean down your groceries, you know, spend like 15 to 20 bucks on food in a day, you know, try to spend as little money as you can. Same thing as if you're, you know, Canadian too, spend like, try to spend less than $20 a day if you can, and you'll be doing amazing, okay? You know, it's important to be doing things efficiently and intelligently, and also, you know, you want to be able to make sure you're doing things available that are better for you, like living cheaper. You know, how can you live cheaper in your routine? How can you make your routine cheaper? Find ways to optimize this. And a lot of people do. You know, there's apps, get discounts, there's coupons, a lot of discounted apps you can use. You know, and try to put away some money, you know. That's another thing young people got to do. And to be honest, you know, write down a plan where you can buy cheaper food. You know, at the same time, buy more nutritious food that's cheap. You know, don't always spend the extra drink on the meal you're buying. You know, I choose Subway instead of McDonald's. You know, there's lots of small stuff you can do. Anyways, just wanted to throw this out there. Enjoy your days. I'll be back with another episode of the podcast soon. Share with your friends, share with your family. I'm out. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone is doing good. Hope everyone is enjoying themselves and staying positive and feeding off the motivation that each of my podcast brings to them. Okay, today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about journals, okay? Who writes in a journal? Okay, everyone should have a journal, I think, or if not, have like a notepad that you write down your goals, write down your achievements, write down what you're grateful for, write down what you're thankful for. You know, it's very important to know what your success is going to be in the future, and also what you are doing for new goals. Okay? Everyone needs bigger, better goals. You know, write down what you've done, and then write down what you want to do. Also, you know, it's good to write down little things that keep your mind focused on stuff, because I'll tell you, today's day and age, there's more distractions than there's ever been, okay? In 2019, it's easy to get distracted, man. So yeah, you want to focus in, make the money. Yeah, it's tough sticking to jobs, and depending on where you live, if the economy isn't good, sometimes sticking to a job is hard because the economy is bad, right? So the jobs are not always gonna support all the people that work for the jobs, right? So that's something to think about. You know, what's a good way to make money? A lot of people just sell stuff online. That's a side hustle, you know? Have a side hustle with your job. You know, people say, yeah, your job is guaranteed money. Then again, if you get laid off, like I've been laid off before, and I had to work and hustle money back because, it was important for me to do so. And I'll tell you, if you're not focused on bringing in money to make more of it, if you need more of it, then you simply, logically as that, you're not going to get more, right? If you're only doing the same thing, working at the same wage, if you never get a wage increase, or you never, you know, look for other sources of money, you're just never going to make money. The thing is, money's easy to be made, but it's hard to make money at a job that only wants to supply you with one wage. Okay, you know, that's the difficult part, is jobs that are of one wage are not that beneficial, because all you get at the end of 2 weeks, or at the end of a month, or if you get paid weekly, is the money, or even salary. All you get is the money from that source of income, you know. And you know, you don't have to take it from me. If you listen to Ty Lopez or listen to others, you know, have other streams of income, like own a house, rent a house, you know, rent out some rooms, buy an apartment eventually. You know, you buy enough homes, allocate resources and assets. You know, you don't need to have too expensive of cars. You know, wherever you could save money on cars, homes, items, you don't need luxury watches, you know, go do that, because all that money that you can use intelligently to other forms of assets that are going to build your income bigger and faster is always a smarter idea, right? If you can make money in a bigger, faster way, you know, that's where it's at. Truth is, people are either in these types of mindsets. Okay, there's a lot of these types of mindsets. There's the people who stick to what they know because it's only what they know, so they don't bother learning other stuff or taking other risks. You know, there's B people after that, which are people who don't know a lot and make too many risks because they didn't study enough, and they bought a business, and they bought businesses they didn't know anything about, and businesses that went under because they didn't study and they didn't know how to operate them. You know, those are bad types of investors and investments. You know, you want to do things that are bringing money in and are popular in sales, you know. See, some products die off, some products have lasted a lifetime. You know, there's products you can go in Walmart and they've sold that for probably 50 years, you know. You know how old Kellogg's is? Kellogg's is like 70 years old. Kellogg's is probably still one of the number one selling cereal brands, you know, and it's like 70 years old, you know. Look at Kraft, Heinz is over 100 years old. So, you know, when things last, and I'll tell you, it's important to be smarter than the average person, because the truth is, the average person is not as good or as focused as what they could be and what they should be. So this is why my podcast is to help you remain more focused. See, people need to be disciplined. And let me tell you, you know, I was with a friend the other day and I realized, you know, people who ride each other to do harder, to do better, people who will wake you up early in the morning and say, hey, let's go do this, instead of waking you up from your nap and saying, hey, let's go out, get drinks. No, that's not a friend. Let's go hang out to the bar. Let's go and get drinks at the bar. No, that's not a friend, okay? A real friend, a smart friend, is gonna say, let's wake up early, you know, go to the gym if you got time. A smart friend isn't gonna hold you back and make you spend money. A smart friend is gonna say, hey, you know, let's work together, think together, spend money, let's do things together intelligently. Even Bill Gates wasn't independent in funding and in the foundation of Microsoft. Bill Gates had a business partner in Microsoft. Bill Gates stepped down as CEO of Microsoft. You know, there's eventually people are gonna get old and tired of what they've done, and people are gonna take over and run the company for them, you know? And that's important to look out for too, you know? I tell you, look at booming industries. A big booming industry is weed, is the marijuana industry, you know? Marijuana gets a lot of attention. I know marijuana shops that just opened up in my town probably in the last 2 months. Not even. I know there's marijuana shops in my town that opened up just in the last month and a half. Okay, that's accurate. Month and a half. Okay. And, you know, it's awesome. Thing is it going to make a ton of money? I think so. I'm thinking about going to these shops and ask them how they're doing, you know. And here's the thing, these shops can sell bongs now and can sell, like, tobacco. I think tobacco shops are in for a problem, because the weed shops can start selling bongs and vapes and paraphernalia to smoke the marijuana, and, you know, it's going to be a lot better than what is being done currently, you know. I'll tell you. Like, people don't always realize that it's important to note that if you want to be a happy and successful person, you know, failure is gonna come, you know, for a lot of people. And when you look at the bigger picture, you know, I've mentioned before in the podcast in business terms, you know, there's a lot of people that fail. Something like 80% of small businesses fail in the first year. So that's a big statistic, big percentage, you know. My parents had a
restaurant. It was great. They ended up selling it. It did well. At the same time, you know, was it franchise material? That depended. You know, was the restaurant a big goal? Sure. Is what is working that is popular going to take off? Like, you got to understand, trends are trends, and you need a ton of attention. You need a ton of publicity to make something big. You know, you need publicity. You need also sometimes, in the traditional sense of things, you know, like I bet anyone in the United States can name two burger joints that have started off, or that started to boom in the last 10 years, you know? Like In-N-Out would be one of them that's just booming everywhere. You know, Americans love their burgers, right? What's another one? Fat Burger, even though that's actually pretty, it's kind of old, but at the same time, you know, you see, success comes from how much money you make depends on how much success you want in life and how much success you have. And that's the formula. You break it back, you run it backwards, you rewind it. It's always the same formula, okay? You repeat that formula because it's always gonna work. Your success is based on what your goals can bring you. All right, that's enough. I'm out.